good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, do you want to go somewhere beyond? And you don't have to go very far, actually, to see some things you probably haven't seen before and enjoy some time away from home. Although coming home, I find, is a part of that travel, is a good part of that travel. But the reason, you know, are we traveling now? Well, some people are. They're finding warm places to go. Maybe it's the Caribbean. Maybe it is Florida. Maybe it's California. You know, there's a lot of warm places to visit. But a lot of the people I know seem to go plan their major travel during the summertime. Maybe if there's kids involved, of course, it's when school is out. But sometimes it's difficult to find a bit of time. So whether your travel is a couple of days or a couple of weeks, there are so many places to get information. And this is a good time of the year if you're not actually going somewhere and, you know, it's a cold, snowy day. It's a good time to look at some possibilities. Maybe you have a place in mind that you really would like to go, or maybe you're just kind of saying, well, where should we go this year? Where should we take a trip? Where would we like to go? Where haven't we been? Well, there are so many sources of information to check, both online and in person, that it's just sort of unending, and it gets to be sort of fascinating, all of the information that you can find. So I want to start a bit with the online, on your computer, on internet, and the closest thing, the first thing I always like to do is to go to, just put in the search engine, Cass County, Iowa Parks, and up pops the list of the parks and some description of them. So that's a close-to-home kind of thing. Of course, you can go to each town. Most of the towns in Cass County and surrounding counties have a web page that will give some information. Some of them give a lot of information about interesting places to visit. So maybe you really don't know what's in Eneida, or maybe you don't really know what's in Shelby, Iowa. You know, you might just go online and put that in the search engine, and you may be surprised at what comes up. And just in general, I think, you know, there are major tourism spots, major places that people want to go because everybody says this is some place you should go, you know, it's well advertised. But I've found in my travels and in taking groups to places that sometimes the best experiences, the most interesting experiences, and those that remain in our memories the longest are those that are not the well-publicized ones. They're the kind of the little things. So sometimes looking at those small towns will find treasures for you that you don't even know existed. Now, if you're telling me that you don't have a computer, because I know some folks don't, or they just don't go online, well, there are places, of course, to get information in person, and I'll mention a couple of those as we go along. But one close to home in Atlantic, and probably in most, many towns, you know, probably at least one in every county, has a chamber office that has a whole wall full of brochures that are local and sometimes outside of the state. So that's a good place to start also, to have something in hand. Also, we're fortunate that Elkhorn, Iowa, is an official Iowa Visitors Center, and they would have information from lots of different places. And so you take a trip over to Elkhorn, you could get some information at the windmill from, you know, a lot of different places. And so there's two places that's close to home. And if you don't live, for instance, in Atlantic, like I say, I'm sure Harlan has the same kind of thing, Carroll, et cetera, all would have some sort of source in their town. My other favorite source that's in person is at the local library. And there are two kinds. Go to the travel section, of course, of the library, and there you'll find a number of things. One that you may not think about in terms of finding out about places to visit are some fiction, some stories that people have written about a certain place, or, you know, as a part of the story, but by reading the story, you kind of get their interpretation of the place. And in that travel section, you will find some specific books. Some of them are commercial, like Four Doors, F-O-D-O-R, who is a travel company who writes reviews, and you should find something from most any state, and if your library doesn't have the state you're looking for, well, they probably could get it on loan from another library. So if you have a place in mind that you really want to think about and learn about, well, there should be a book like that. And then there's magazines. The Midwest Living would be closer to home, and then there's Southern Living, and there are probably some others. There's a magazine called Afar, A-F-A-R. And so if you really want to look at places afar, that's a good magazine with some beautiful photography. So the travel section in your local library is a great source, and you can do that in person. Now, back to the online, your computer. I mentioned just in your search engine, put in the name of a town and see what comes up there. I put in Council Bluffs, for instance, because what do you think of when you think of Council Bluffs? Is there anything that pops into your mind that you might go and visit in Council Bluffs? Well, actually, there are quite a few. And for some reason, the one that always pops into my mind first is the Squirrel Cage Jail. It is the only one in the country from, it's a piece of history. But if you're a railroad fan, the Union Pacific Railroad Museum is wonderful. And there's also a Rails West Railroad Museum. Council Bluffs is a very important point in the history of railroads. There's also the Great Plains Wing Commemorative Air Force Museum in Council Bluffs at the airport. Did not know that. So you can find lots of new things. Well, so if you want to go further away than local, again, you put in the name of the state, the town, whatever. And if you'd really rather have something in your hand and it's not available instantly at the library, or you'd want one that you could keep, many states have brochures that they will mail to you. And the easy part of it is, most every state, but I just tried a number of them. For instance, Travel Iowa, and up pops all the information online, but you can also sign up really quickly to get a free visitor's guide. So I thought, well, is that the same for other states? I didn't put in all 50, but every state that I put in, Travel Nevada, Travel Missouri, Travel California, whatever state, there popped up the information online, as well as a quick and easy way to order brochures about that state or places. Because, of course, it isn't just the state you're looking at. You want to look at some particular places. Then, also online, I mentioned the magazine Afar. They also have a website. And if you want to look at places that are afar, or maybe dream about places that are afar, that's a very interesting site for several reasons. One is that it has beautiful photography, whatever you're looking at, whatever state, whatever nation, whatever park. There's beautiful photography, so it's just kind of fun to look at. But it also can be very specific. For instance, recently, one of the topics that they sent was called solo travel. If you're going to travel by yourself, have you ever thought about that? Well, they give you some clues. Another one is the top 10 destinations in 2016. It's always interesting to look at top 10 lists, because somebody put it together. Was it one person? Was it a group of people? And you may not disagree, but it's always interesting to see what those top 10 come up with. Another one on that particular site was the incredible places to bike around the world. Not in your time, probably not on my list, but I must say that my sister and her husband have gone to Croatia. They're going to Spain. And they love bicycling and walking. So that's a good reference. And they do have things in the United States. They have a list of the 8 national parks you need to see in your lifetime. Very interesting to take a look at that list and see if you've been to any of them. And maybe you'd like to go to some you haven't visited. So whether you want to daydream or whether you want to actually do some planning, well, there's lots of information out there for you to give you a start. And I always take a look at, you know, what's recommended. And then the best thing, I think, is when you get to the place, ask some local people. Maybe it's a local visitors bureau, or maybe it's somebody in a restaurant. See, you know, what do local people think about this? One of the funny things is you'll find sometimes the local people have not seen them. Is that true in your case? Yeah, I have to admit, I've never been to the Living History Farms, and I've been, you know, a lot of places outside the United States, and I haven't been to the Living History Farm. Shame on me. So there's lots of great things close to home. Well, whether you're going to travel by your chair or travel by air, rail, or car, Ernest Hemingway said, it is good to have an end to your journey in mind, but it is the journey that matters.